The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And we won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. In fact, if we ever do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink. Sit back in your seat because we're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it's one of the things we do best. Today's show is The Brickyard 2014 from a NASCAR fan's view. The Brickyard. There's no place like it, and even the NASCAR Cup drivers speak almost as highly of it as they do of Daytona. Of course, these days it's not what it used to be because it's not bricks all the way around anymore. But there is still that yard of bricks at the finish line, and the NASCAR drivers do take the time to kiss the bricks when they win there. What is it about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway that it is held in such high regard and with such fondness by so many drivers and fans throughout the world? Is it because of some kind of magic or magical spell? Or is it just because of all the things that have taken place there? From this fan's view, I believe it is the latter, and that's what makes the Brickyard so special. It has a long history and continues to be a place that makes history, and that's what captures the imaginations and attention of race fans of all types everywhere. Well, I guess that's enough reminiscing for now. After all, this is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Hendrick Horsepower made a very strong showing again this weekend. Between Kevin Harvick and Jeff Gordon, and really the rest of the Hendrick and Stewart Haas teams, you might say that the chances are very good that some of that Hendrick horsepower could end up sitting in victory lane when the race is over this afternoon. There are a few things that cause me to lean towards that determination, and one is that Chevys have been known to run very good at the Brickyard. Now, I'm not just saying that. The facts really speak well for themselves. Does that mean I think that the two that are sitting on the front row have a good chance of winning this afternoon? Well, it could appear that way, but honestly, I'm not sure. 400 miles at IMS is a long way from beginning to end, and anything can happen between the first lap and the last lap. Although it is not outside the realm of possibility, and truthfully it has been done before, starting on the front row could mean ending up in victory lane at the end of the day. Both Kevin Harvick and Jeff Gordon are quite capable of leading a race from beginning to end, possibly even more so if we're talking about Kevin Harvick these days. He has been running strong all year, and this weekend has been no different for him and the entire number 4 team. Oh, and by the way, he is starting on the pole. There are those that say that Jeff Gordon is getting too old to win and that his days are numbered. It's true, he is getting older, but from this fan's view, and in this fan's opinion, he is as competitive as he's ever been this year, and his standing in the points proves it. He is, after all, going after his fifth victory at the Brickyard and trying to take his fifth Cup championship this year. He could very well end up in victory lane this afternoon, and this fan wouldn't be all that surprised if he did. Admittedly, there are several others that intend to make it difficult for Kevin Harvick or Jeff Gordon to end up in victory lane on this Sunday afternoon in Indiana. One of those is Jimmy Johnson, and just to keep it in the Hendrick camp, Casey Kane would be another. And while I'm at it, I might as well say Dale Jr. Although it's true he's been struggling all weekend, it is also true that he and his crew chief Steve Letarte are quite capable of making the necessary changes that could put them in victory lane. A quick glance at the way the practices and qualifying turned out tells us that there are others we should keep an eye on also. A few names that come to mind very quickly are Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Matt Kenseth, Kurt Busch, and Tony Stewart. Although there are several others I could mention, I don't see any reason to go into that much more detail because there are more than a few that can win at the Brickyard today. In listening to the drivers talk about the track and how the cars handle on it, some things will be very evident in the race. As usual, track position is going to be very important, and the pit crews will have to perform flawlessly all day if for no other reason than how narrow pit road is. Being out front in clean air is going to be very important, as it is almost every week, and the driver is going to have to set up for passing those that they need to pass. This will definitely be a thinking man's race. Of that, I have no doubt. And while we're talking about important things that could affect the outcome of the race today, let's just hope that there are no tire issues. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here, NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope that you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Podcast Norm Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time. And I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.